USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a good weekend for President Trump as the Supreme Court gave the administration a victory on Friday, saying that it can use Pentagon funding to build a southern border wall. However, an American Civil Liberties Union attorney, Jonathan Hafit, says it's not over because they're going back to court to fight it.
The border wall is clearly illegal. It was not approved by Congress.
President Trump tweeting the ruling is a victory for border security. At least 8 people are dead and the numbers expected to rise, 60 others hurt, after a pair of strong earthquakes strike the northern Philippines, destroying homes and buildings on islands that are popular with tourists. Officials there say the 5.4 magnitude quake was followed by an even stronger aftershock in the Luzon Strait. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a 1-star, 3-star, 5-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
A tragic story out of New York City where a dad's been charged with negligent homicide after his twin infants were found dead in the back seat of his car. Police say 37-year-old Juan Rodriguez tells investigators he forgot the 11-month-old boy and girl were strapped in their car seats when he went to work to the Bronx on Friday. It wasn't until he returned to his car hours later and began driving that he noticed the kids were in the back seat. He called 911. Temps were in the low 80s in New York City on Friday. It's believed in the car they would have risen to over 100. Some Minnesota Girl Scouts recovering after being struck by lightning while camping on an island in a lake near Canada. 9 scouts injured, a counselor calling for help, and the girls were rescued by a boat just before midnight. The St. Louis County Rescue Squad says all 9 patients were awake and alert, though 2 of the girls are being treated for serious injuries. Get to know us online. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
2 South Koreans dead, 4 Americans among the injured when a balcony full of people collapses at a South Korean nightclub. An official with the USA water polo team says players from the men's and women's squads were at that club in Gwangju celebrating a women's world championship victory when the loft came down early Saturday. 2 South Koreans again dying in the collapse. 17 other people were injured, including those 4 Americans. President Trump complaining about the heat while talking to reporters on Friday, saying someone's to blame for the fluctuating temperatures in the White House.
A lot of times you go and they do a lot of work in the White House. For instance, the Obama administration worked out a brand new air conditioning system for the West Wing. And it was so good before they did the system. Now that they did the system, it's freezing or hot in here.
The president speaking to reporters there after he announced that he had successfully negotiated a, quote, safe third country asylum agreement with Guatemala and ushered in a new era of investment and growth between the two nations. And a rarity in baseball, 2 nights in a row. On Thursday, Minnesota's Nelson Cruz homered 3 times for the Twins. Then last night, Boston Red Sox slugger Mookie Betts homered 3 times for the Sox against the Yankees. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.